Coming up in less than 10 minutes, we're going to have your chance to win NF tickets. He's coming to Indianapolis, Indiana, and he's coming to Houston, Texas. Make sure you have our number when we do that, 833-563-2539. Before we get into that, though, it is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop. And this is an awkward situation to be in. I think I've had it happen to me probably two or three times in my life. And that's where somebody I know, and most of the time I've worked with them, they call me up and they're like, "Hey, man, how you doing?" And I'm like, "Good. Strange not hearing from you for a while."
But and you kind of know they need something from me.
Yeah, I'm like, first, I'm like, "Is this a multi-level marketing scheme?" Okay, right. No. Whew, okay, what could be worse? Hey, can I use you as a reference? I have someone that reached out to me and said, "Hey, man, can I use you as a reference?" And I'm like, "Oh, man, I don't know."
So you don't know. You're dicey about it. Why?
I don't have bad things to say about the person.
But you don't have good things to say?
But I don't have overwhelming great things. And I'm wondering if you've been in that situation or just in general, what would you do? 833-563-2539. If somebody asked you to give a reference for them, I mean, come on, you're trying to help them get a job. You're trying to help them be employed. Would you vouch for them? Or have you been in a position where you're like telling somebody you can't do that? Because I don't have the guts to do that. I would tell you all to do that, but I can't practice what I preach. Now, this person in particular, Mackenzie, that you're asking about.
Yeah.
God, in case they listen, I don't want to say. I worked with them. I won't say whether they worked above me or below me, but I worked with them. And they're obviously talented. They've worked at different places. But I just, I don't know. I know I'm hard to work with, and I felt like they were hard to work with, and I don't, like, if somebody's like, "Well, how are they in a team environment?" I want to be like,
No, I mean, it's your word, so I wouldn't, if you can't give a true reference for someone, or it's not going to be positively, it's not going to positively impact their chance of getting a job, I would pass. I am the go-to. Everyone asks me for a reference just because I want everyone to have a shot, have a go. I mean, whether they obtain the job, whether they keep it. But you have to keep in mind, it is your word. And if you're vouching for someone, that's going to be reflective upon you.
Would you lie for that person? Like, let's say Pork Chop. I know you have a good relationship with Pork Chop.
I have given Pork Chop references for jobs before.
Okay, but let's say it's something that he's never done before. Like, let's say he gets out of radio. And he just applies for a job, which he has no actual experience in that field. You really don't know if he can do that or not. You know, he's a good guy and he's all this, but would you still be like, "Yeah, Pork Chop would be wonderful"?
100%. Because it's about the person. Like, he has an incredible work ethic and he's just an amazing, well-rounded person. So that's what I would say. I really will go from like a 1 to a 10 on behalf of people. So like I said, I give references for jobs all the time.
Have you ever said no?
No.
Well, okay.
I've never, but I don't feel like someone would reach out to me knowing I wouldn't give them a good job reference.
I don't know. I feel like people will reach out if they think you got clout. Like, "Oh, well, that person recommended
you." Oh, yeah. I have people reach out that want to use me all the time, and I just don't return their call because they're just using me for my connections or something like that. Yeah, no, I don't play that game.
833-563-2539. Hey, Lexi, what did you want to say?
Yeah, so I'm actually currently in the same predicament. I just got an email a couple days ago asking for my input on someone and if I would rehire them. I worked with a girl who actually walked out on the job, and no 2 weeks, nothing. She just walked out, handed me her keys, didn't even tell our manager.
Oh, no.
And then didn't even ask me, and I just got an email asking if I would be a reference for her. And I haven't even heard from her.
So at least an email's easy because you can never reply to it and you can put that in your spam folder so you never see it again.
But it's like, do I respond and am I honest, or do I help her get the job?
Well, I see, it's easy for me to tell you to do this, but I don't know what I would do if I was in your spot. But no, because obviously she's got a track record of not even just like, hey, she quit the job. Like, she just walked out.
Yeah.
She ghosted.
If she's not dependable, and you say she is, and then she does the same thing at this job, this goes to show, never burn bridges. Leave on a high note, people, because it'll come back to haunt you.
Lexi, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Amanda. Amanda, what do you think about this? Is it something I should do if I'm not 100% sure to give somebody a reference?
I mean, it's truly up to you. I'm currently working in HR in the Houston area, and I review background checks every day. And typically people will put people as their reference to give them good feedback, even if they're not even professionals. I have seen short answer references where it's always like, would you hire this person? Yes. would you work with this person? Yes. And I've seen references that will elaborate and go specifically into detail, while other people will list 3-4 references and nobody will reply. And at that point,
red flag.
I mean, but even then, like, as an HR business partner, like, we're not even interested in that because we don't know who these people are. We don't go deep into it and try to figure out that person's background. So this time, like, even my manager's like, you know what? It's 2019. Like, if you're going to put someone down as a reference that's not going to give you good feedback, then you don't have that much common sense.
Right. Exactly. Why would you put someone down that you burned a bridge with or treated horribly?
Amanda, thank you for calling in. I appreciate your perspective. And
good
thanks
point.
For listening in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. What's up, Liv?
If you're not going to give a sparkling over-the-top review, then I say don't do it, because my friend asked someone from her high school to give a reference for her to get into a certain sorority at the beginning of college, and she got dropped on the first day. So they kicked her out because of this reference letter, and she thought it was going to be this sparkling, amazing review, and clearly this girl just bashed her in this note, and she was not expecting it.
Even not as references, though. Like, people are like, hey, what's it like to work with this person? Like, people, this is a very, like, as many industries are, a very, very small industry. So people will want to know, is this person difficult to work with? What is going on in their head? Are they have, you know, do they have a good work ethic? Let's talk about their track record.
Hey, Morgan, you're on the show. What did you want to say?
Yeah, so I was going to say, if there are people who are, like, asking for references, I think my point of, like, I'm not unsure is, like, if you haven't worked with them in a while, you know, I think the nice way of saying no is, like, hey, we haven't connected in a while. Is there someone who you've worked with more recently who may be a better
reference
for you? Great
idea. That's awesome.
Without saying no.
But Morgan, come on. We worked together for that time, remember? Like, you know me.
Yeah. I mean, maybe one thing, too, is, like, I would always ask, like, if they have the job description in front of them that they can send you, because then maybe you could also say, too, like, you know, I can't exactly speak to that. It might be helpful to ask someone else.
Oh, totally. I'm just giving you a hard time, Morgan. But if the person's good and they're persistent, they're like, come on, Morgan, we worked together for all that time, remember? Yeah, I'm great, right? Reference, please? No? Okay. All right, hey, we've got your chance right now to call in at 833-563-2539. And if you know the show, we're going to play Joe, McKenzie, or Liv. You could win tickets to see NF. He's going to be coming to Indy. He's going to be coming to Houston. And you need to call now to try to win those. 833-563-2539.